Mr. Dinkins, my teacher says your books are classics, but they seem kind of old-fashioned. Why do people still read them?
Well, young friend, the themes I wrote about, like love, injustice, and the triumph of good over evil, are timeless. They connect with the human experience, no matter their era.
Your characters have strange names, like Scrooge and Pip. How do you come up with them?
Names, my dear, are like the first notes of a melody. They set the tone for the character. I choose names that carry a certain rhythm, reflecting the essence of who they are.
Your stories have sad parts too. Why not just make everything happy?
Life, my young companion, is a mix of joy and sorrow. A story gains depth by exploring both. It's the contrast that makes the triumphs even more uplifting.
If you're writing a story today, what would it be about?
Ah, an intriguing thought. I'd likely tackle modern issues. Inevitably, perhaps writing is a mirror to society, reflecting its virtues and flaws.
Your books are long. Do you think kids like me can enjoy them?
Absolutely. Think of them as adventures, filled with colorful characters and unexpected. Each other chapter is a step in the grand journey waiting to unfold.